Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Pleased, composed with love by my nephew, Miles DeBastian. Thank you for joining us tonight. As most of you already know, I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, are my beautiful co-hosts. Nicole is a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Kim's also a beautiful young woman. She's a divorced mother of two. She will share the secrets she has heard men utter about love, relationships, and marriage, and she's learned many of these secrets from being a topless dancer in a gentleman's club. She also hears plenty of stuff when she's a hairdresser as well. Now, tonight we're going to have a really interesting show, and the call-in number for those of you who are listening is 646-929-0958. We were so overwhelmed with responses to our first show, Conversations with the Dead, that we've had part two. We had to have it. People just kept emailing me. We didn't get to talk. We had things to say. And we were talking about how you can talk to the dead. And before we get on with tonight's show, I'd like to let you all know that this Wednesday at the Sheraton Long Island Hotel, 110 Motor Parkway, Hopog, Carrie Ann Flanagan-Brodsky and Cindy Sansom-Raff, me, will be discussing our work with the paranormal. I'll be talking about what I've learned from talking to the dead and how you can commune. And she has two fabulous books called The Ghost of Long Island, and they're real stories about ghosts, and it should be a really interesting talk. So that's this Wednesday at the Sheraton in Hopog. So hope you'll join us. Anyway, everyone keeps asking us, can we really talk to the dead? Do they really try to contact us? The answer is certainly yes. But why is it that we don't all the time know that they are trying to communicate with us? Well, most of the time we're just too busy to hear the messages. When people are in spirit, they don't speak as we do usually. They use a symbolic language at times, and at other times they do give us thought forms. They put these thoughts into our head, and they can also use electrical energy to get our attention. Sometimes we actually see them. If you have a gift to see poltergeists or spirits, that's an interesting gift, but most people don't see them. Sometimes we can hear them rattling around in the pots and pans, or sometimes they come and they bring a distinct scent into their room, their perfume or cigarettes or cigars, if that's what they smoked. They'll sometimes leave small little gifts around or things that we find, sometimes a coin, a dime or something, some little symbol that we might pick up on. We sometimes just sense them with a feeling of chills or bumps on our skin, or we can just sort of close our eyes and feel them lying beside us or giving us a big hug. Oftentimes I feel spirits just sort of rubbing me across the back of my neck, and sort of the hairs are sort of standing up on my arms for a little while. They deal in symbols. They will come in the form of a butterfly or other symbols. Sometimes they try to delay us to keep us from going to a place if we're in danger and they need to stall us. They'll do that. They can also interfere with our electronics. They can make lights blink and telephones ring and doorbells ring. They can sometimes appear in photographs. You'll take a photograph of people, and all of a sudden, standing in the middle of that picture, you can see one of your dead relatives, and it really is pretty scary when that happens. Sometimes they can use electronics like computers to get us an email or to have the phone ring and say we were missing our brother Michael. They make someone dial the number wrong and Michael will just leave a message on your answering machine saying, "Hi, it's Michael, I love you and I miss you." And it just happens to be on your birthday and you'll wonder, boy, that was really weird. So these are some of the ways in which we can commune. Now, we do have some callers, and I will let Nicole pick the callers and see what people have to say tonight.
All right, here we go. Hello, you're on the air with Cindy.
Hi, this is Anna. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Anna, how are you?
Okay, I'd like to see if you can connect with my mother and see if she has any important messages tonight.
Right, that's very important when we need to connect with our parents. They do want to commune with us. She seems to say she gives you lots of messages. Do you hear them from her?
I haven't lately, I don't think.
Okay, she's really telling you to relax as far as money goes. It appears that she has great confidence that you have the ability to make good money and to work and do well. She's not worried about you that way. What'd you say?
I am.
You are capable. She's telling you to relax about money.
No, I mean I'm worried about finances.
And she's telling you not to, that you're going to be all right. She's thinking that you may have to do something different for a living.
Retired right now.
Okay, so she's thinking you might want to pick up some extra money somehow. She thinks that you can do it. She's not worried about you that way, but she really wishes you weren't worrying about money so much. I know she worried about it a lot,
mm-hmm.
but she's saying she's sorry she taught you to worry about that. In the future is a really nice soulmate love. Do you have a relationship now?
Just a friendship.
Okay, because this is something more.
Mm-hmm.
This is something she would like to gift you with, this really special person.
A new person or something?
Yeah, she's kind of thinking this person isn't coming along fast enough.
Uh-huh.
And that he's not necessarily playing fair with you.
Right, that's true.
She doesn't particularly like him. I hope he's not listening.
No.
she just thinks, you know, he's not going to come forward with you, and that she has a really good man to bring to you. She just sees that you're worrying too much, and basically she's asking you to relax.
She say when he's coming?
She was actually saying she's already been trying to bring him to you, but part of you seems to be really kind of afraid of that, but it will be any time in the next few months to a few years, depending upon when you sort of let go of this other thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do that now.
Yeah, as she's telling you he's not going to let go of you, though.
Oh.
She's up there laughing. Your mother has a very good sense of humor. Did she have a good sense of humor on Earth?
Yes, she did.
Because she's quite amused by this, but basically she's telling you it is time for you to move on, and she's allowed to gift you with a soulmate. That's one of the things that people who cross over are allowed to do. They're allowed to gift us with one person to love. If we're already married and have a good marriage, they may gift us with a newborn child, or they may bring us a best friend. If we're young children, they might bring us another parent if that's what we need. In your case, she says, "I need to bring you a good man so you can stop worrying about money."
Oh, yeah.
She's saying he's really cheap. She doesn't like the guy you're with. He's really cheap.
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
And she's just like, come on, the guy is like really cheap. He needs a guy that will take you to dinner and stuff. I mean, she's pretty funny, your mother's like, please.
She is.
Well, anyway, I think we have so many callers, and Anna, thank you for calling us. What state did you call us from?
Florida.
Florida. Oh, that's wonderful. You're probably warm. We're howling cold here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll send you some warm weather. Did she say anything about my health at all?
She's basically telling you not to worry so much in general because it's not good for you.
Okay.
She thinks that your health would get better if you sort of, she just keeps saying get rid of that guy and everything gets better.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Now, as those of you who are listening can see, the messages that parents have to give us are usually very nurturing. I know, Kim, your mother has passed away recently. Does she give you messages of nurturing and love?
Not recently. I guess I've been a little preoccupied, so.
Okay, because I don't think your mother would neglect you for a minute, so. maybe you're just not hearing them. I know that my father's been quite frantic lately because he's only passed away a few weeks ago, and I did send an email out to people telling how it is my mother's birthday, and I was there yesterday and had to run down the basement to look for some stuff and just moved a few things, and underneath those things was a beautiful framed poem, love poem, that my father had written her God knows when, because it wasn't dated, which was very unusual because he did date all of his cards to her. And my mother happened to frame this one, and it said basically, I have seen the light, and the light is you, and the light is love. And then it said, happy birthday, love, Frank. And I brought it up to my mother, and she was pretty lucid yesterday, which was really rare because she isn't normally lucid. And she started to cry. And then came the aide with the mail, and seemed that my father had belonged to this sunshine club at the church, and they had a lottery, and he won. And he's only been gone 3 weeks, and he never won a lottery in his entire life. And the man who said that he won was named Dominic, which was my grandfather's name. And anyway, from the grave, my father had gifted my mother with a $300 check made out to her name. It was made out to her name because he had it in her name with a big smile face on it. So the dead give us gifts. It's very important. They don't forget us. Now, I know we have a lot of callers, so I think you can pick whichever one you'd like.
You got it. Okay, hello, you're on the air. Somebody from 989?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you ladies tonight?
Good. And what's your name? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
It's Liz.
Liz, okay. Did you want to talk to us about your experiences with the dead, or did you have a question?
I've made connections with my grandmother, my father, and more importantly, my son. He passed 2 years ago, and I feel like he's around me a lot of the time. And I just wondered if he has any messages for me. I'm sure he does.
How old was your son when he passed away?
27.
How old?
He's my oldest son. 27?
27? Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he was very fond of looking out for me and telling me what I should be doing and how I should be doing it. And
yeah, again, you know, the first card I picked, because I used a tarot, was the death card. I know that that usually is an indication that, you know, he knows just how much his death has affected you. He has other siblings.
Yes, I have two younger sons.
Right, because the two boys came up in the picture. He's telling one of your sons, and you'll probably be able to identify, one of your sons is very much still grieving, like big time. Your other son, and that's the son that's capable of making really good money in the future. And
the son that's really grieving?
Yeah. And,
okay.
You know, he's telling his brother that he's okay, because across from his other brother, who seems to be really sensitive guy, the other one, is that he is resting in peace. He's okay. One of your sons has a girlfriend.
This is the same one.
Okay, because there's, you know, they seem well matched, but he's saying sometimes he fights with her too much. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
And
He's
very concerned about that. He says, you know, that my brother has a lot of anger issues. A lot of them center around the loss of his brother, you know, and that he has to deal with his anger and not take it out on her.
That makes sense.
He's really concerned about that. He's like, no excuses for that abuse. She did not cause this pain. And, you know, he can't be depressed and angry at the same time, so sometimes he just can't take being sad anymore, but a big concern with him. He's, you know, he's saying there's a wedding in the future that he's going to look forward to attending, you know, and
okay.
He will be there. He's also telling his other brother, not the one, the other one who's, you know, not the big money maker, to stop worrying about money so much. And
now, I'm not sure which one we're talking about, because the older one that is having the trouble the most, he's 21. My son was much older than and then my youngest son is 14.
Right. That's the one he's telling that he should never take a job that he doesn't like.
Okay.
And that he really has to pick something he loves doing, because life is very short. And he's concerned that particular brother is going to pick a job just to make money and not necessarily because he loves it. And
The one that's 21 is the one that's more sensitive and has really taken his brother's lot. They were just getting to an age where they could hang out together and were very, very close. And now that this brother is now, the oldest, and that's a hard thing for him.
Right, and then basically your son is, your 27-year-old son is saying he's sorry to you, and he's crying a little bit. He just asks you not to cry anymore or be sad. He's going to see you when your time comes, and it's not for a long time. And he's okay, he really is okay. He really has finally come to a place of resting in peace. And he has his work up there. He watches over your sons. He promises when they're driving or in cars, he'll be very careful to watch over them and protect them. He's very protective of them.
They've both seen him. I have not.
He's made himself visible, but that's a gift. Nicole sometimes can see things. She can see ghosts. I don't particularly see them. It is a gift.
Either.
It's a gift if you can see them, you know what I'm saying? Or you could see a spirit. He comes to them because they don't get frightened. You know what I mean? I'm not so sure you wouldn't get frightened.
I probably would, and it's just hard. It's been 2 years now, and I think I've moved along pretty well, but it's still a day. I think it's hard to lose your parents, because losing my father, who was my best friend, was very difficult. He's been gone 11 years, but losing your child when you have no idea that you expect, like this year I'm turning 50 and he was turning 30, and we were going to be planning a party because that would be me getting old and him not, both of us getting old together. You're not a kid anymore when you're 30, and now my younger sons tease me that I'll be a senior citizen this year.
Oh boy.
I'm like, yeah, that's nice of them, huh?
That's wrong.
I have to celebrate by
myself. He will be at your celebration, by the way.
That is so nice.
He will be at that family celebration. He will give you a clear sign. Pay attention to balloons. They're pretty famous at parties, moving balloons around, making them come down or move in a strange way or popping. So, he will definitely give you a clear sign. He will be at that party. He will be.
Now, he's saying that the second son, the 21-year-old, is someone who's going to make a lot of money one day?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And he's the one that actually has the ability. He saw his brother first, and he sees other things, but right now he's turned it off because he doesn't like it.
Right.
Okay. He doesn't like seeing the shadow shapes. He doesn't like
I know
seeing
the feeling.
Well, Nicole was talking about that with me, and if you're afraid, and the listeners out there, this is very important, they are never trying to frighten us, even if they have to tell us, if we're in the building at 9/11, and they were trying to tell you something, they would say, get out and get out now. They weren't trying to scare you. They were trying to help prevent danger. If you're frightened, they will back off. They do not want to frighten you.
I'm not so much that he's frightened, because he sees things other places, and even when he was a little kid, he wasn't scared when he was a little kid, when he would see my father and he would see different people, ladies with long dresses on from different periods, and he would talk about it. It's that since he's become in his late teens, and he realizes that, wow, my friends think this is nutty, and other people don't see this, and you know what, I don't want to be like this right now, and he's learned to kind of shut it down.
And it will probably shut down till he's old enough and a little more grounded and not frightened. They will come often, spirit world to you. When it started coming to me, I really thought I was losing my mind at first. I was like, this is insane. I mean, I'd never talked to dead people. How am I knowing all this? Who are these people, and why are you coming to me? And finally, I realized they were very helpful and extremely funny. So this is something to bear in mind. They are not here to frighten us. They have three purposes usually. Sometimes one, just to say hello. Two, to help us and to help us heal. Three, to laugh with us and bring us joy. You know, they are there to protect us and to let us know they're there and to give us love, but they're certainly not trying to frighten us.
Well, I welcome, you know, the connection just because I think to myself, if he were still living on this side, I would talk to him frequently and stop by his apartment and see him frequently. So the fact that he's passed over doesn't mean I don't want that contact as much as I can, or
right,
that he's not so busy that he can. So I'm open to that. That's the thing I think about, is that I look for the signs and try to figure out ways to talk to him or, you know, make contact, just because you still want that relationship.
Well, I'll tell you this much. The fact that you just made a phone call, you know, he's pretty much heard your phone call. Expect tomorrow a very clear sign. If you're willing and not afraid, that's how they hear that you want a message and they get it to you. So, you know, pay attention.
Yeah, and a quick question, because this is something that he has pressured me about before, and I have been divorced from his dad for actually 10 years now. And he kept pushing me. In fact, every time I talked to him the year that he died, he would mention to me, "So, Mom, are you thinking about dating again, or are you getting out there again, or what have you?" And I'm thinking about it this year.
He's thinking of gifting you with somebody to love. So, he said,
how do I know?
He's going to bring it. This will be a very strong love. He says, you need to show my brothers that you can leave a relationship that doesn't work and you can get a better one. If you don't find one, they're never going to leave a bad relationship. So he's much more concerned for your sons, that he wants them to see you with a really happy relationship.
Right.
And he's telling you, don't turn your back on love.
Yeah,
you know?
He just kept giving me a hard time before that. And so I feel like he's around now and that he's encouraging me in some ways to get out and about. Because I do the same thing every day. I go to work. I come home. I you know.
Boring. He's saying boring.
Yeah.
He's saying boring. I mean, that's exact quote from him. Boring.
That's so funny.
And he's basically telling you, he will gift you with someone to love. That's why he wanted you to call in, because, you know, I'm the romance whisperer. Mostly I talk about love and relationships and soulmates. He has a gift for you, and you need to...
When will that be coming?
I would tell you it's probably coming within the next month or so.
Oh, my. That's interesting.
So please keep your eyes open.
Better get
so
ready.
That's the big thing is that keeping an open mind and looking for it, or at least being open for it.
And please call in and let us know when it happens. We're always the first to want to know. You know,
I certainly will.
And he will give you signs all along. Now, we do have a lot of callers, and
Nicole, so appreciate that.
It's so wonderful.
And
your son is a really good spirit. You know, when you die when you're young, this is some consolation to you. We spend in spirit the age that we died at. So say we're in spirit for 100 years. If we died when we were 99, we kind of have an old spirit, and they're not so fun to talk to. When you die when you're young, like 27, you are filled with spunk for that whole time.
He's funny.
He will not reincarnate until after you and your sons and your husband cross over. He will be there.
And you know what? I appreciate the fact that when he was living, because their dad is not really a hands-on dad, since we've been divorced 10 years, he stepped in with his younger brothers and played a kind of a protector and a dad role to some degree, because he's 8 and 15 years older than them. So I'm glad to hear that he's still doing that. That makes
me
feel wonderful.
And actually, he's telling... the message for his 14-year-old brother, I got my eyes on you.
I love that. Thank you so much,
okay,
lady.
Okay, good luck to you. Nicole,
thank you.
I'll
call you and let you know what's going on.
That'll be wonderful.
Right.
Nicole, can you go to number 7? I think I know who that is. That's,
of course I can.
Sal.
Hello.
Hello, Sal. So you really did call in.
I told you I was going to call you.
Okay, Sal is one of my clients who has been getting a lot of counseling on his relationship, and his dad is a loud talker who comes from above to talk to him and give him messages. Sal, were you always a believer?
I'm still a believer. I've always been a believer. That's not a problem.
Right, because you get a lot of clear messages.
Yeah, I get a clear, man, you say that again. I like clear messages. That's make a clear mind, maybe. That's what you meant.
And he does, you know, listen to things his father has to say. And people's relationships can get better after someone crosses over. I think your relationship with your father is probably better now because your father comes through to try to help you and assist you.
I'm sure he's been there in different shapes, ways, or forms that I'm unaware of, but I definitely see things changing and things going positive and forwards and, you know, things like that that I was totally unaware of.
Right. So now you're starting to move into that spiritual world. And Sal has children, and he's been divorced, and he, every couple of weeks, has a tarot card party at his house, and we have, like, 10 people coming for readings, and Sal has become this great inspiration for everyone, and you know, people, one woman had her son who passed away, got very nice messages from him, and so Sal's been doing his work to get the spirit world going.
Yeah,
so,
more than I wanted to be.
Well, Sal, keep on listening, because we've got a lot of call-ins tonight, so... Thank you.
I will, absolutely, and I, you know, appreciate everything you've done for me, and I, you know, you're a great woman, and you're right on point with a lot of things, and you know, I just want to say thank you.
And you're very welcome.
You know, for everything you've done for me, and you know, pointing me in the right direction, and kept me on the right path.
And that isn't easy sometimes.
No, not with me, it's not. Absolutely not.
But you, Sal, is one of my favorite clients, and thank you for calling in.
No problem.
Now, Kim and Nicole, you know, you two have been really getting much more spiritual in your thinking. Have you gotten any signs from anybody lately that you want to share with us?
I always get signs.
How do they
I would
come
have to
you?
Agree. I get signs on a regular basis. You know, every morning I wake up, and I'm not going to particularly share those signs, but some of them are private. But I get some signs, and they make me smile, and it helps me go on with my day. So,
yeah, we have to try to get as many as we can. You know, it's funny because I don't know if my father really believed in all of this, you know, ability to commune, but he found it quite fascinating. And because he knew that I was a medium, he has actually no trouble talking with me. I mean, sometimes it's so clear. And, you know, and I appreciate it. Like, today I got some pretty bad news that, you know, it's good news and bad news that hospice care is leaving because my mother's not dying fast enough for them. And that's because the hospice nurse takes such good care of her. Isn't that the ironic part? She was supposed to die within 3 days of leaving the hospital because she had such major infections on her in her body from, of course, my favorite hospital, Mercy Hospital. And, you know, the hospice nurse really helped her, and now they called me to say we're leaving, and that means that I have to get, you know, all kinds of doctors to come in there for her, and it really is not good news, and I really was so upset, and I started to cry, and then the hospice called and said, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, your father has this doctor he had already contacted in case this happened, so please call this number, and so there was a message from my father that there was already things taken care of that I just didn't know about. So when we're upset, they will get us answers. And that's one of the most comforting things for anybody to know. If you have things that you have to take care of in a state and you're nervous and you know what to do, ask the person who has died to help you, and they will help you. Now, I see we have some other callers.
Yes, we do.
Okay, I don't know who's who, so.
I forgot what order we were going in.
Okay, I think.
We're going to go to the 631. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. I love your show, and Cindy, I've been to see you, and you've been very helpful to me in the past. My name is Rich.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
I'm good. I came out and had a very nice meeting with you, and I think you're the best.
Thank you so much.
I am I was going through turmoil when I came to see you. I'm having trouble being patient, and you said my father was giving me messages, and maybe I'm just have that guy thing where I'm a little too sick to see some things. So I'm calling.
Yeah, they can hit you over the head with a hammer if they have to.
That's the way a lot of us are. So I'm moving ahead spiritually, but I'm still in a little bit of some decisions have to be made. They're going forward, but just not fast enough for my liking. So I want to.
Okay, in the laws of attraction, Rich, we had talked about that show a few weeks back. It's not your job to figure out how to get things to happen. It's your job to visualize them. Because what happens is you're sabotaging yourself. You're wanting this to happen and that happen, and then you sort of second guess it or think, well, how am I going to do it? For the next week, if you would just practice visualization of the things you want to move fast and visualize them here already,
yes,
you will watch the universe speed it forward. Our mixed messages slow things down.
Okay.
You know, when we're very clear, the universe knows it and moves our life forward extremely quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spirit moves at, you know, instantly. And your dad is saying you need just a little bit of courage.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more courage to push forward. There's a little bit of depression in your picture.
Mm-hmm.
And the depression is a little bit of negative thinking.
Okay.
So try to work on that a little bit. But you have really good things in your cards. I don't see things bad at all. I just see that this wonderful five-year period opening in which you can have anything you want, but just be clear what it is that you want.
Gotcha.
Everything that I teach is what I've had to learn, and I have seen my life change on a dime when I've been pretty clear as what I want.
Yes.
So that's you sort of... You know, letting go of things that are not working. Are you letting go of the things that are not working? Are you still?
Yes, I am pushing that, but I can't let go of things that won't let go.
So, sometimes we just gotta, like, you know,
walk away.
Take their hand off the cliff.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not me. It's okay.
No, not you, but the other people that are hanging on. Sometimes we just have to cut the umbilical cord.
Yep.
You're asked to do it with kindness and love, you know.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Bless them and let them go. But most people will hang on, you know, if we let them. And
yes.
They're okay if they're not, like, if they're not the sinking Titanic dragging us down.
Yes.
You know, some people just have, you know, your father's just saying you're just a little bit too kind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's not the worst fault to have. But sometimes we become a martyr.
Gotcha.
So good luck, and thank you so much for calling in. We always appreciate hearing from everybody.
Yes, and thank you, and I'll be out to see you again soon.
Okay, good. Good luck.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Good night.
So we see that people are, you know, talking about their lives and moving them forward. Kim, is your life moving forward?
I would say spiritually I'm definitely moving forward.
Okay, but in other ways, not?
As far as...
Is your love
life
where you want?
Oh, you know, as far as... Stop beating around the bush and being coy. You know what she's talking about.
Is my love life moving forward? Not at the moment.
Okay, do you think it's because the universe wants this to be a period of time in which you stand on your own two feet? So that when the soulmate comes, you can stand really. Do you understand?
I do.
You just need to, because you're getting really strong, you will no longer make any excuses for anybody's abuse, because you can take care of yourself psychologically, emotionally, physically,
I'm pretty confident in that, yeah.
And it's, let's just pick a card on Kim. Come on. Wow. Okay, I wish you were here. I wish we had a Skype and we could watch. The first one was, this is a year of peaceful thoughts, and the next card was that loving soulmate card. So it's here.
Another year, Cindy?
No, it was not immediate, but it was coming very, very soon.
Okay.
Okay, so that's really good. So, you know, you heard it here first.
Yes. I certainly had a lot of offers, especially today, so...
But do you want what they're selling?
No, not really.
Okay, do we have another caller that
we have several callers, guys. All right.
Thank you,
I don't know if you've hit this one yet, but we're going to hit the 215. Hello,
Hello,
are on the air.
Hi, my name is Juliana. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Juliana.
Hello.
What a pretty name.
Thank you. Cindy, I have a question. I would like to see what kind of messages you have for me from the other side.
Okay. Is there a specific person you want to hear from?
Well,
or
I have
others, because you got a number of dead people up there. I'll tell you that much.
I have
crowded.
Two.
There's a big crowd up there. Okay. So.
Okay. I have my grandmother who was like my mother. She's. I have a very strong connection with her. Another one is my ex-husband, who passed away.
He was your ex when he passed away?
Yes, but different circumstance. It's not a bad ex.
No, because
not like God.
Well, first of all, you guys were soulmates. He's very apologetic that it didn't work out. By the way, you know, he is a man who does watch over you. And is there
mm-hmm.
There's children in the picture. Does he have children with
yes.
you? Okay,
mm-hmm.
He watches over the children.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's one of the people, when you talk to a dead person, it's kind of sad to talk to, because he almost immediately saw things he did wrong when he crossed over, like within a matter of days. It didn't take him long to, like, go, oh, my God, what did I do?
Right.
He fell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if he could come back down now, he would certainly be a different kind of man. He would actually have made that marriage work.
I know.
With you.
I know that.
And he does love you very much. He's apologizing for having become his father, which he thought he never would, and it's really sad for him. He's got regrets, but he does watch over the children. He's asking you, as all the dead people seem to be saying lately, stop worrying about money. You're going to be okay. He sees you're not happy with your job or your work or something.
Well, I'm looking for a job right now, so I'm not happy at the moment because it's coming along very slowly.
And he's saying you are going to get a really good job, but don't take something you don't want to do. Life is too short.
That's right.
He's concerned with your oldest child.
Yes.
And he's saying, I got my eye on that child, but boy. It's not easy for him because he can only interfere with free will twice. That's all he's permitted to do. And so he doesn't want you to think you're left with all of this without him. He's a better father up there than he could have been down here, by the way.
I know.
So he
wanted to be a good father, but
you're being
abuse.
Very kind. He had a big drinking problem is what he said. You know what I mean? He's like...
Yes, very big. Very, very, very big.
He's being very,
very
kind,
thick.
He said. He's apologetic. Your grandmother, very nurturing,
mm-hmm.
very warm. She's telling you when you were a little girl, you were really courageous and you really need that now. So stop getting so discouraged. A little more positivity. Pray a little bit. Who's the woman that's sitting with rosaries up there? There's a woman.
My grandmother.
That's her, because she's got the rosaries in her hands. You know?
Yes. She was like a saint.
Right.
She never went anywhere without rosaries.
Right, because she's got them now, and she says, I'm saying the rosary for you. What the hell's the matter?
Fine.
You know, she's pretty funny about it, but she's praying for you, and she's saying you could pray a little more. And, her message is that she loves you very much, and... she does watch over the children as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you really are, you know, you have a number of other dead people, but basically all the messages for them from you are, this is going to be a very good 5-year period. You've earned it. You deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get discouraged, and money will be better. And, you know, that's a really important message. And your husband is crying. You know, asking for your forgiveness, which you had given him before he died. But
Yes.
He seems to hear it, need to hear it again, you know.
Yeah.
He really is remorseful. He really has learned. And, again, it's sad because he wishes he could be given another chance. He will be one of the first people to greet you when you cross over. You have a daughter?
Yes.
Because, boy, does he love her. Oh, my God.
Yes.
You know, so, again, messages are of love and healing. And you can ask him for help because he really would be very helpful now. He would not be anything but helpful.
It's funny because, Cindy, I just wanted to confirm something. I'm very intuitive, but some way, he passed away 13 years ago, and I've been divorced almost 20 years, actually. And I always felt that he will always bring me somebody who is as good as he could have been, or even better. He's going the one, he will not allow anybody else to be my partner. And so, but you said something along the line from the other side, they always wanted to give you some sort of gift of love.
Right, but you haven't been ready because you were afraid that you didn't trust your judgment because, again, we talk about this on the show a lot. Old souls, people who've had many lifetimes, don't see evil, and we bring out the best in people. And we don't know that they're lying to us. You know, if you ask your husband, are you drinking? He says, no. You say, okay, you're not. Your eyes have been open now, and I don't. And he's saying you would not be fooled this time, and
okay.
That it's really your grandma who wants to gift you with the love. And she's just saying you've been too scared, and she didn't want you to run away. But if you're ready, it's coming. So.
Yeah, I would have been scared because I've never been hurt until my husband. That was something very frightening, actually. Something I didn't know there was a badness in anybody until then. So,
This is your time to, you know, at the 20-year mark, because relationships work in 5-year cycles. You would have been married, you know, you would have been divorced 20 years, you said, or married 20 years?
Yeah, it would have been divorced 20 years almost. Yes. Next year would have been 20 years, yes.
By time you're at that 20-year mark is, you're going to have that soulmate, so.
Oh, I see. Well, Cindy, I just wanted to let you know, I'm going to let you go because I want somebody else to have this wonderful gift from you. And but you the way, while you're talking to me, actually I have tears in my eyes because it's a relief, and I guess I'm so grateful that you allow me to connect and get the message from
right,
my mom.
And that's exactly what they want to do, is messages of healing. And,
yes.
You know, that's why we have to try to be the best people we can when we're Earth, because it really is sad to find a psychic to tell somebody that you love them and that you're sorry. Say it now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, good
I'm
luck
fine
to you, and
every
please
day.
Let us know when you get your soulmate. You know, I have a website, grantmeahigherlove.com, and you can always contact me.
Oh, can you put it on the chat room, please, then I can take a look.
Yes, Nicole, can you type it in there?
Of course,
yes,
I will.
Yes, I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Good luck
Thank
to
you, ladies. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
As you can see, when the dead speak, it's really, really important, you know, and all of us are greatly comforted to hear it, and it really makes life much easier. I think we still have a few callers that we didn't get to, maybe one or...
We definitely do. Cindy, just do me a favor, because I am, like, having trouble typing here.
Okay.
What is the website here?
It's
not coming up as a hyperlink.
www.grantmeahigherlove.com.
That's what I put in. It's not linking.
Okay, if you just write it, she can probably Google it.
I'm just going to do it. I'm just
or you can
do
just
it,
write my name.
After this. We'll take the next caller, and I'll work on that for the people that are listening in the chat room.
Okay, sure.
All right, so let's go to our next caller. We're going to go to 408, it looks like. I think that's California. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
Hi, you're on the air.
Who is this?
Hi, this is Tiffany.
Hi, and are you from California?
Yes, I am.
Wow, and do you have a question or something you want to share with us?
I have a question. Will you receive any messages for me?
Okay. Sometimes we need more specifics as to who you want to talk to, because Is there someone specific you want to speak to?
Not really. I'm fine with anybody, but when you ask me that question, maybe any of my grandparents?
No, because mostly it's older people that are coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a grandfather. Do you remember him?
Both of my grandfather have passed, and I only knew one.
Okay, he's the one that's telling you don't listen so much to what everybody else is saying. You're a really smart person, and you need to listen to your own inner voice. You're very psychic yourself and intuitive. Are you aware of that?
No, I mean, like, sometimes I feel like I do sense stuff, but it's not strong.
Well, because you're sort of not used to honing it and practicing it. What is, for numerology, what is your birth date, the day, the month, and the year?
It's March 1, 1982.
Because, those are strong numbers. There's a card here in which you're studying and working and learning something. You have to keep that up. That's very important. There's a very nurturing grandma. Do you remember your mother's mother? I think she is.
My mother's mother is still here with us.
Did you have a great grandma? Did you have a great grandma?
I have great grandmothers, but I didn't know them well. I didn't know them at all.
But that one of them is watching over you very much. I think that one's your on your mother's side.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, like, these people basically watching over you and concerned about your work and your studying.
Yes, that's what I was hoping. You have received messages about that. I'm very, very
They're impressed with what you're doing career-wise. You should be capable of making very good money in the future. And that's showing up here. There is also a younger man who passed away who wants to talk to you. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't know.
You should know who it is.
I just realized it could have been my cousin.
Yes, that's who it is. And he's pretty sorry about his death. He watches over you a lot, by the way. He was actually the first voice that jumped forward, even above your grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
He watches over you. Do you have a specific question about your career?
Yes. I applied for a program. I have a job right now, but I applied for a program hoping that, you know, I will be accepted so that I can go through further training, because that's what that program is about.
That's what it is. That's the card that came up, is that you're going to get that. You're going to do really, really well. And
mm-hmm.
that's important to go forward with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that your grandparents are very, very impressed with you. And, you know, your grandma's, your great grandma, the one that you don't really know well, saying you come from strong women, you know, and you can do it. And although it's hard, don't get discouraged. You are on the right path. You know, if that's what you want, that's what they're saying very strongly, that you're on the right path. And
mm-hmm.
That you worry too much. Stop worrying so much.
Yeah, I do.
You come from a long line of worriers, from what I can see in this card, but it's not time for you to worry. And it's actually a really nice husband coming in this picture. Do you have a boyfriend now?
No, I don't have anyone right now.
Okay, because this is coming, a really nice love, too. So that's in the future for you. But your career seems to be the number one thing coming out in these cards, so you are on the right path with that. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
good luck to you with that. Your cousin who died, worrying about his mother. Do you ever speak to his mother anymore?
No, not really. They're kind of far away.
Yeah, I know. He worries about her a lot. So, you know, that seems to be his main concern. But don't worry so much. That's what everybody keeps saying. You keep getting the worry cards here. So your training is definitely going to go forward, and that's really, you know, the most important thing for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you do, I mean, you think that card represents me being accepted into the program that I apply?
Yes, it did, because it was definitely you having to learn something, and it's a new career and lucrative when you finish. So you're going to do it. You know, and everybody's proud of you up there. They really are. Your grandparents are saying you're a really good girl, and you always were.
Is there a way I can, like, increase my intuition so, like, maybe one day I can communicate with them?
Yeah, you can. You are already intuitive. You just don't know that. You know, you just don't trust it. Just be aware. You know, start talking to them and asking them. You know, Nicole and Kim and I are just pretty good at asking for the signs and paying attention to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just becoming more aware. And if you ask a question, expect an answer. What happens is sometimes we ask a question and we don't pay attention to the answer.
Oh, we let our logic get in the way and convince us.
That it couldn't have been. It was
true.
Just a coincidence or, you know, I just wanted to see something. And in your case, you know, you're already intuitive. It's just following that intuition. And, you know, learning that they commune in thoughts oftentimes is a very clear thought. Everybody has their own way of communing, but they sometimes just guide your hands or your to look in a certain place to find the answer. You know, I felt distinctly guided by my father to go downstairs. I was looking for something stupid, and all of a sudden I'm guided to move some things, and there was the poem that he wrote for her. You know, and, you know, I just am more attuned to paying attention to following the guidance than other people are. And I'm not surprised when I find it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, good luck to you. And I hope you'll call in again for another radio show.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank
good
you.
Good luck to you. I think we got to every call.
I think we got to everyone that
all right, Cindy, I have a question for
sure.
You.
Oh, God, here we go.
Now that we brought up my love life, and where was I going to meet this person?
Okay, let's start looking at Kim's, because she has a right to get a free reading here.
I just want to know where and if he's really hot.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I just pulled the cards. And then, you know this deck by now because you've had it. There's two soulmate cards. The first card I picked was your peaceful thoughts last time, and the soulmate, which is the really healing with the cups. And now I picked the lover card. Oh, my goodness, it's really coming. He makes very good money. You're really psychologically strong, ready for this. He's going to marry you.
What? I was like, carried away. Married in the mind, though. Go on.
oh, my goodness. It's like around the corner here. It's really strong. You're going to meet him going about your life. Not a real search and look for so much, but he's going to be, you know, kind of delivered to you. So pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the strongest soulmate cards of anybody I've read in the last few weeks, by the way. So it's coming.
Yay.
You've just been getting yourself psychologically strong and ready for it. That was the most important thing. And in the laws of karma, it's you've earned it.
Oh, boy, I've earned it.
Yeah, unbelievable. And, you know, your mom's allowed to gift you with somebody to love, and, boy, Rita's up there laughing because I think Rita's hands in this. So, you know, I'm sure it's going to come in a Rita way.
Oh, God. I have a feeling he's going to be Italian.
So maybe you should start going to the Columbus
Pizza Parlor.
Knights of Columbus.
You know, the Knights of Columbus.
Kim's going to start going to the Knights of Columbus social.
But, I mean, it's really a very strong, strong cards here. And really, Rita's the one. I mean, come on, Rita must be pulling these cards for me. I mean, it seems really weird. So it's time. You know, your children need to see this. And, you know, couldn't be a better time for you, so just hang in there. You've been practicing your laws of attraction, haven't you?
Absolutely. Didn't tell me where.
I'm telling you, Rita's delivering him, and Rita seems to be laughing up there, so, you know.
Oh, good God.
It must be through some sort of way.
Ironic.
Ironic.
Oh, yeah.
way that only Rita could engineer. She knows who he is. She has no doubt. By the way, your mother is very blissful and joyful. She's really, you know, gotten through her life review. She's been gone how long now?
4 months.
Okay. It really took 4 complete months almost to complete it, to see the things she did right and did wrong. Hmm. But in the scales of justice and karma, it was more good than bad. Mm-hmm. And she's really joyful. It's the happiest I've heard her, so I need to tell you, she's really at peace now.
Very good.
So
I will share one of my signs now that we have a couple moments.
Sure.
The other night, my son was at basketball practice, and I went to the church where she went to. That's where the practice is. And I was a little sad when I came home because I used to come home and tell her about, you know, how practice had gone. And I kind of sat on the couch and I cried. And my son's like, "What's the matter, Mom?" And I said, "I just miss Grandma." And I had this vase filled with peacock feathers, about 6 of them. And my house is not a drafty house, Cindy. You've been in here.
No, it's not.
And all of a sudden, they started to move as I looked up. And it actually gave me a feeling of peace. My son got a little frightened and left the room.
Yeah, well, they can definitely. And in my parents' house, something strange happened, too, because I went into my father's office. And I'm sitting on his desk. And all of a sudden, the door starts closing. And I got up and said, "Well, maybe it's just the way I opened it or something." So I tried it 10 different times to see if I opened it and it would close by itself. And it didn't. So, you know, they do move things, they do close things, they do, you know, push things over not intentionally. One time there was this guy who died, and he was promised that he would come to this friend's 30th birthday, and of course it was the friend's 30th birthday, but he had died like the year before. So people were saying that this particular guy died in a motorcycle crash, and he was able to move things, like, you know, all of a sudden their flowers are moving or plants are moving. Well, just as they said that, there was a plant on the table. The plant just moved off the table and very slowly fell to the floor without breaking. And everyone, "There he is, there it is." And we all went, "Whoa, all right." And everyone said, "He's here, he's here." So some people are, you know, a little bit more dramatic with their moving of things. Other people are a little less dramatic. But again, it's just for us to pay attention. Now, we have about 2 minutes left. I want to remind you that Carrie Ann Flanagan-Brodsky and I will be doing paranormal, talking to the dead, and talking about actual ghosts. And she has this phenomenal book about ghosts, so, and where they've been sighted and seen on Long Island. And we're going to be doing that at the Long Island Authors Group at the Sheraton Long Island Hotel, 110 Motor Parkway in Hophog, this coming up Wednesday, which is February 3rd.
At what time, Cindy?
7:30.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a great place to go. If you get there a little bit early, like 7 o'clock, you know, you can order drinks or dinner or whatever. It's really fun. There's a $10 donation. If you can't afford it, they don't beat you up if you can't afford it. But I think it'll be wonderful to come because she's a really interesting woman. Her book is, like, really phenomenal. And so, you know, we're looking forward to seeing everybody there. Okay, shout-outs from Kim and Nicole.
You want to go first, Kim?
Oh, sure. Thank you for everybody for calling in. I really appreciate the support and encouragement from everybody in my life and the understanding. And I want to tell people to listen to your intuition because your heart never lies. It's the mind that tricks us into believing something else. And I love you all.
And Nicole?
And I just want to say thank you to you, Cindy, because you know what? I had a very good reading with you earlier
this week.
That
was your birthday reading, and I couldn't wait for you to come for your birthday reading.
Well, like I told you then, you know, if I would have gone closer to my birthday, then I probably would have been less receptive to what you had to say. It's all divine timing, and I came at the right time, and I felt a lot better after I spoke to you. So I just want to say thank you to you, because you truly are wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much.
And thank you for my mini reading this evening.
Oh, well, you know
I'll
what?
I'll keep
Rita,
you posted,
Rita,
everyone.
I need to tell you, Rita made me do it. You know what I mean? She was like, "Hey, my daughter's getting a reading here." You know what I mean? She's doing the show. She gets one. So
she always spoke up for me.
Yeah, she. You know what? I'm telling you, she's got this great guy for you, boy. She's really excited because she couldn't really bring him until now because she wasn't healed enough to really, you know.
Is he tall, Cindy?
Yeah, she knows.
Okay.
He's definitely tall, and he's got hair too.
Super.
God forbid he's short.
I didn't say where.
Oh. Very funny.
Well, everybody have a great week, and we'll speak to you all next week.
Good
night.
Bye.